Aloha.
I like cuddling.
I know Hakuna Matata.
Hello and welcome. We are back from theballerlifestyle.com. It's the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. My name is Brian Beckner. You are listening to episode number 367 of the show. Thank you very much for joining us. If you're not already, do like the Guru Stu just did a little while ago and join our bonus content, our Red Circle page. Go to theballerlifestyle.com, click the link at the top of the page. You can join there or go to my Twitter at Brian Beckner. There's a pinned tweet that allows you to join our bonus content or simply make a donation if that's your choice. I would also encourage you to reach out and become someone that is known to us in our world. You hear people on the show every week with interesting things to say. Maybe you want to be one of those people. Maybe you listen and you're like, hey, these guys never mention something I would like to talk about. So you can do that via voicemail. 949-464-TBLS is the phone number. Additionally, you can send us an email. mailbag@theballerlifestyle.com is the email address. And that's it. That's all the housekeeping we have to do. I'm joined now, as I am every week, by Ed Daly. Ed, what's up?
Hey, I just got an RIP that would never make the news, and I'm sure I will miss it when we get to our year.
Your little league coach.
So I feel we should. No. Oh, this is kind of weird because my buddy sent like a few texts in a row. Yeah. He's like, a car ran into my friend's childhood home yesterday in Houston.
Yeah.
And then he sent me a picture of a pickup truck into a home. And luckily, they were not home. They are at the funeral of their neighbor and he waited like a minute. And he sent a picture, the dad from Teen Wolf, the one who was like pushing Boof on Scott. And I looked him up. He died like April 7th or something. And he was 84. Good run.
Wow.
But yeah, the dad from Teen Wolf, but it's just a random story.
But hold on a second though, Ed.
So he had nothing to do with the car accident. It was just people weren't home.
Sure.
Attending
but if the dad from Teen Wolf just died right now and he was 84, that begs the question.
What's his age? I can't explain. He was young back when he did that thing. Still alive, and I don't know.
How old is this fucking guy? Well, first of all, RIP, Mr. Howard, aka James Hampton from Teen Wolf.
In some ways, yeah. I feel like, hey, he was a real nice dad. And then you think, he didn't give the heads up? Didn't give the heads up? What? You know, by the way, Scotty, you're getting to that age. You might want to prep.
Right. And also, when Scotty wolfs out for the first time, it's kind of a terrifying scene. He's sweating.
Oh, yeah.
Like, his skin's doing that thing.
His nails are growing.
Yeah, yes, disgusting. More on that later. There was all sorts of... He was having a metamorphosis. And then it happens to him, and he opens the fucking bathroom door, and his dad's just standing there as a fucking cute old werewolf.
Yeah, he's like... Yeah, Scott, I'm lame werewolf. You're Teen Wolf.
Exactly. Crazy.
He had a real lame look, but I liked him. He was nice.
So if he died, and Ed, you're the 800 on the math SAT. If he died at 84 in 2021, that means in 1985 when Teen Wolf came out, he would have been like in his early 40s, middle 40s, right?
He Wait, he's 84? That movie was 36. I mean, at least filmed 36 years ago.
Yeah.
Buddy. He's in his 30s.
Holy shit. Holy shit.
That guy had a three handle when he was filming that movie.
Yeah.
Like 38.
Well, I mean, that's crazy. So he was like about probably like 10 years older than Michael J. Fox. Or 15. Yeah.
Yeah, about that. Who were we discussing this weekend? There were a couple. Al Bundy.
Yeah, Al Bundy's 75. He just turned 75. So he would have been in his early 40s, late 30s, early 40s on.
But there was somebody worse that was in that.
There were two.
Birthday.
Yeah. Who was that? I could look back.
There was somebody who was.
James Hampton. Let's not forget, James Hampton was also caretaker in The Longest Yard. And of course, we're not talking about the horrible Adam Sandler Longest Yard remake. The original, and he was also he owned the lawnmower shop in Sling Blade. Another classic.
Oh yeah. It was the same birthday as the legend, David Letterman, 74. Right. But like, yeah. Seems 74. Seems the right age. He seemed in his 30s when he was goofball.
Totally.
Al Bundy's 1 year older.
Right.
Same birthday as David Letterman, 74 years old. Wonder Years, Dan Loria. He was 74 on April yesterday. Yeah. Yesterday, he was 74.
That's crazy. We've talked about that before. So
that's the show was 88.
Yeah,
they filmed, and that was January of 88. So they filmed those episodes in 87.
Yeah,
Dan Loria was maybe 40.
Yeah, that's just insane. That's really crazy to think about. They just something in the water back then. You know what is interesting is
enough sleep.
Is when so just now when I went to look up James Hampton's IMDb, I googled Teen Wolf, and because of Jason Stewart, the first result on Google is Teen Wolf the TV series from like the 2000s.
Yeah,
how is that the first Teen Wolf result when there's only
Michael J. Fox, this was like right around the time that Family Ties was the number one show on TV and Back to the Future was the number one movie in America.
Yeah.
And then Teen Wolf, they filmed it before Back to the Future, but it came out after. So it made money.
Oh, yeah. It was everyone it was a saw
big
it.
Deal.
Yeah.
Everyone saw it, and except for Jay Stu, who forgot he saw it 2 years ago.
But also, he didn't see it. And not because he was busy watching Magnum, because he also has never seen Magnum P.I. How could you not
have... legendary performance.
How could you not have seen either of those things?
There weren't that many things to watch.
There weren't. There were only...
There isn't enough to watch.
There were only a few things to watch back then. And he missed two of the biggest. Just stunning. Unbelievable. I feel like there was other things going on, but I can't remember anything else.
Did you see the clip? The 7-10 split guy?
Yeah, the Ginge.
I really enjoyed that. And he had a cool nickname. Like the red
Super Ginge or something.
Yeah, that's great.
Let's see if I can find it. But they were like, this is the first 7-10 split. In since like the 80s or something, the Ginger Assassin, he's called. How is that possible? These guys are pros. Like,
how does he not celebrate the same? You either have two celebrations if you're a bowler. You do a big arm McCracken.
Yeah.
You know, I'm above the law kind of thing.
Yeah.
Or you do that one guy who goes, who do you think you are? I am.
Yeah. That guy. That guy's the best.
That was a great celebration.
And also, speaking of, how fucking old is this guy? Pro bowler Anthony Neuer is 18.
What, the Ginge?
The Ginge is 18.
Oh, man.
Wow. I mean, of anything that's going to age you, you know? It's spending a lot of time in bowling alleys.
He doesn't seem like he's spending a lot of time in the gym. He's spending a lot of time
in
the bowling alley.
That's true. Also, he's got that American flag shirt on, so he's trying to let you know something. Very patriotic.
He loves his country.
Right, just a regular-ass patriot, just loves America. That's it.
Loves all Americans.
All Americans equally.
Anyone who wears a lot of like eagles and flags, they're like really into all.
Yes, exactly. Okay, let me see if I can play the clip.
Come on, kid, do it.
I mean,
7-10, Randy! Oh, he did it!
Not only is he a chubby,
eight... I like Rob Stone's energy.
Yeah. Oh, is that like, Rob Stone like calling this? The great Rob Stone?
He's good. So
Rob Stone, close friend of former guest of this show, Sean the Cablin Asian, who reviewed problematic movie Revenge of the Nerds with us. Yeah. Pro Bowler Anthony Neuer, not only is he a chubby 18-year-old ginge with an American flag shirt, also he's rocking the center part. It's of a time, really. It's not a modern look. There's nothing about this guy that's modern. He's not playing a modern sport.
He's what you call a throwback.
Very much a throwback.
Just drop the 7-10. You bet, kid. You bet.
Wow.
Oh, man.
Fired up.
Give me some oxygen and water. The spare of the game.
Ooh.
Brought to you by Guaranteed.
Oh, also, a southpaw. He's rolling lefty.
Southpaw, middle part. Watch Hinge. This guy, he's the unicorn.
Wow, he really is. Well, he's my new favorite.
Guaranteed rate.
He's definitely my favorite golfer. Bowler.
Same difference. It's just crazy to me. Like, I get it. Like, a 7-10 split is a hard shot. But these guys, they got all those trick shots where they bounce it over the thing.
Yeah, my only guess is that these guys are so good, they rarely have the 7-10.
That's what it is. That's exactly right. That's right. They never have to make never leave a 7-10.
I have a 7-10. I would say 95% of the time I bowl, I'll have not that I'll land it. I'm saying I'll be in that situation.
Sure.
Like almost I can't probably every single time I've played bowled, I've had a 7-10 available to me.
I suck so bad at bowling, and I've probably bowled like in my life like a dozen times. And if I ever have to bowl, and it's usually like a kid's birthday party or like, you know, something with children, I'll be like, hey, and then, you know, they make teams or whatever. And I'll be like, hey, guys, I really suck at bowling. And they're like, yeah, no, it's okay, man. It's okay. And then miraculously, like the first two frames, I'll make a couple strikes and they'll be like, oh, look at this guy. Oh, yeah, you suck. Yeah. Uh-huh, you suck. And then, Ed, it's fucking gutter balls the whole rest of the round.
Oh, yeah, I rarely break 100.
Yes, same. Oh, yeah. I end up shooting something like in the 80s and everyone gets real quiet around me after that. You know, they're like, everyone's patting my back and talking me up when I made those two strikes. And then it just gets real quiet and nobody's really talking. And
they're fair weather fans.
Yeah. I want
nothing to do with you.
I realized also this weekend, my chick and I were in a bar and, it was empty, of course. And we threw a few quarters in the pool table, played a couple games of pool. Okay. Holy shit. I suck at that game too. I mean, just really pathetic. So bad. Awful. You know, it's a high maintenance game.
When I was a kid, we moved into a house that had this big pool table in the basement.
Right. They didn't want to move it.
Basement.
They didn't want to move that big ass pool table.
Yeah, but it was all fucked up. So I learned, like, I used to play, like, just watching sports. I just go in the basement and watch
knock some balls around,
basketball or something.
Yeah.
But the problem was, I learned how to play on, like, okay, so if I get it over here, it'll roll this way. Like, I had a very uneven pool table.
Yeah.
And then I've probably played like five times since I moved out of the
house. True. Yeah. I couldn't remember. It probably had been in the neighborhood of like 20 years, but I'm resigned to the fact that I just suck at all things. Like I'm never going to.
I'm pretty bad at everything.
Yeah. Same here. That's my cross to bear. Okay. Let's do some voicemails.
He's so easy to hate. Your time he likes to waste. His calls are far from great. His calls are far from great. He's such a stupid fuck. He seems down on his luck. His voicemails really suck. His voicemails really suck. No one's enjoying him. He's so annoying. Plus so fucking boring and worthless. But he's got nothing else to do.
And he's even worse than Ish. Whatever happened to crowd favorite Ish? Missed that guy. Ish.
Years.
Ish, if you're, I know.
Remember, like, 2 years ago? Yeah. He like, checked in. He's like, no, I'm still listening. And then, but I'm on episode, like, 80.
Yeah.
And that
Yes, maybe like,
he might be in 2017.
Right. He's, well, because, you know, certain things about the show he really liked have changed. So he might be in
a. Wait until he finds out about that.
Right. He might be in for a rude awakening here pretty soon. Like, he might. We got could be one more negative review coming to our Apple Podcast page from old Ish. Used to be a fan Ish.
Okay. That was that one review was one of the saddest things I've ever read.
That's a real bummer. Okay, let's do a quick voicemail here.
Hey, it's your boy Kelly Teapups. Drinking Claws and Jaeger down in Tucson, Arizona.
Interesting.
All right, it's not too hot.
It's interesting that Telly Two Putts would be drinking Claws and Jaeger. All he would need to say
change.
Right, all he would need to say is I'm in Tucson, Arizona, because we know what you're doing. There's something to do with golf happening.
That game travels with him wherever it goes. The Claws and Jaeger travels.
Right. That's just it's like Magnum's mustache. It's like he's not going anywhere without his mustache. It's just part of him. It's who he is.
Much like Johnny Unitas' haircut, you can set your watch to.
Yes, exactly. Or Pete Rose. The other thing is, and I don't think this had dropped yet, but it's something to be concerned about. And they've come out with an 8% White Claw now.
Oh boy.
That's too strong.
Well, because these things go down easily.
Yes. Right? Like an 8% IPA is too strong in my opinion, but it's like, oh, you know, you can do it.
Feel
right.
You can feel it. Like I had a White Claw at my sister's on Easter. I was like, you know what? I've had it once before and I wanted to try it again. And it goes down like in a second.
Right. Yeah. We've talked about this before. There's no barrier to entry for the children these days. They can just drink unabashed, just dive in the fucking deep end of drinking because they're drinking Claws and they're easy to drink. Whereas we had to drink Miller Genuine Draft, which is gag inducing.
Old Milwaukee.
Yes. Meister Cheese.
What was the Ice House or what? Something.
Yeah, that was one.
Yeah, there were a lot of, and then all the ice beers.
They were stronger.
Gross.
Yeah, Molson Ice. They had all the ice beers,
that was college for me. The ice beer,
right? And that was code for them having like 5.7% alcohol. The ice beers were a little bit stronger, but these kids these days. The thing is, a claw. I could drink 6-7 claws by the pool, and I'm like, hey, there's no alcohol in this. There's not like I'm fine.
Oh yeah, you don't. It tastes like a slightly flavored seltzer.
Right. So now, but an 8%er, those will sneak up on you. You have 4, 5, 8%, and the can's a little bigger. It's not like the tiny little Red Bull can, like the regular claw. It's
We're
a newer.
Get some incidents out of telly.
Yeah. So that's concerning. I can't wait to see the first picture of him from the basement bar. With it, one of the new flavor 8% claws on tap.
Not too bad. They only have 25% of the college students here, so like my pool's kind of not good.
Telly likes to have sex with college girls, in case anybody's wondering. That's why. That's what he's saying there.
Plus, he was being a little coy.
Right. He's saying that the entire student body isn't back at Tucson Tech, so he's not able to I picture Telly being a one in a thousand guy, because I think Telly's not, he's not our age, but I feel like he's probably about 40, which I don't think there's that many college girls signing up for a 40-year-old golfer and a visor. I'm just saying. I mean, but the thing is, the number's not zero. Like, eventually, eventually one will agree, but it's, you got to run through a few. You got to do your line. You got to throw out Telly's signature.
Probably not a high percentage.
No. It's a low, you know. I'm saying probably 1 in 50. 1 in 50 he throws it out to, agrees to an uneventful Telly sexing.
Figured I'd call in before you guys did your voicemails and shit and just say hi. And
okay.
Let's all say a prayer for Tiger Woods not being at the Masters.
There we go. So, hey, that's what was happening there, Ed, is Telly was feeling a certain kind of way, because he usually gets real excited around this time because Tiger Woods is playing in the Masters. And, you know, remember what happened with him and Paddy Power?
Yeah, he'll fight for him.
Yeah, that was around Tiger Woods. So we're here for you, buddy.
One thing about Tiger.
Yeah.
They know he was going like full speed. Do you think it was distracted driving?
I think I had heard that he was in a real rush to go play golf with Drew Brees, some other quarterback whose name escapes me. And he was in a hurry, and they had to bring his car around at the Terranea Resort or wherever. It's probably where he was staying. And he peeled out of the parking lot real fast. He was in a real rush. And then he was supposedly going upwards of 80 miles an hour on a 45 mile an hour road. And we know from this show, Ed, what have we learned from our friend Manuel? It's a sketchy road. Doesn't look dangerous, but actually quite dangerous. Lots of accidents there. No, apparently never braked, crossed over the center line. Could have been looking at his phone, Ed. I think you might be onto something. He was probably texting Drew Brees. Drew Brees was on the phone with his jeweler trying to get some of that $9 million back he spent on stuff for his wife. And he was like, hey, I'm on my way. I'm headed over. Don't start without me. Make sure there's claws in the cart or whatever. It's the kind of stuff I say to the boys when I'm running late. And it just got away from him and then spun it off the road. Got real fucked up by it. I don't imagine we're going to see Tiger Woods playing in any Masters anytime soon. Okay, let's
play by next year, right?
Well, he's so secretive. We don't know how bad the injury was, but he had some thing. I can't remember what they call it, but it was a disgusting name, where they had to like triage him on the scene because his leg was filling up with blood. An occlusion, something. They had to cut his leg open there. And basically it sounded like his ankle was based, like his foot was just hanging there because all the
it's crazy,
bones were broken.
When we were kids, ACL, and it was like, that was a good career.
Oh, yeah.
But remember like Paul George, the way his leg snapped the wrong way? Like these guys are back.
They come back pretty quick. Yeah. The broken bones. That's actually a good point. Aren't as bad as like an Achilles. They can fix that, but you're never the same. You're just never going to be as good. You just can't perform.
Hang on. I mean, Adrian Peterson hurt his Achilles in college and he had a decent NFL career.
Oh, right? Did he tear it?
When we were kids. Yeah. I remember. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I'm almost positive.
Okay.
But there are lots of guys who do it and still are fine now. But when we were little kids, I remember like Billy Sims.
Oh yeah,
was like Detroit tearing Lions. It up for the Lions, mm-hmm. and he tore his ACL. I was
over.
8 years old or something, and then it was like understood that was the end of his career.
Not because back then they had to hack you open. Remember, Gale Sayers and his good friend Brian Piccolo. Like that was it. You tore up a knee. I mean, that was the '60s, but still,
those guys loved each other.
They were good. They were really close friends.
Sayers and James Caan.
James Caan with that perm. They had to slice your knee open. That was before arthroscopic surgery. Now they can do really minimally invasive stuff. Like last night, I saw Jamal Murray blow his knee out.
Yeah.
And, you know, won't be long. He'll be back playing. It's not the career ender that it once was. That's for sure. So, yeah. And Tiger, like, it is a pretty long walk. It's a lot of time on your feet.
True.
But, and it's an ankle, but he
one
doesn't.
Thing we learned about the guy.
Yeah.
This is what he likes to do.
Yeah. He loves golf.
In his free time. He's just, right. He wants to be on that course. So if anyone wants to do it, it's going to be him.
Yep. That's true. He's there to do two things, play golf and fuck randos. And he's not, I don't think he's quitting doing any of those things anytime soon. So we'll see him back in the game, hopefully.
Hey guys, I just got done watching the greatest American living actor ever, Vin Diesel in the XXX.
So this this person is trying to give me nightmares? If someone's called in.
Is this an affectation?
Is this like
is this just the world's deepest voice?
Is this like Saw Part 5 that we're listening to right now? I don't recognize this person.
It's a deep voice.
I'm checking the area code. 832. Oh, Houston, Texas. This is one of our Texas listeners.
Okay.
He's got.
Hope it's not the one who drove into the house.
That's true. Yes. Hope it's not the guy that killed Scott Howard's dad recently.
Well, that's marathon. And I'm just wondering, do you think he does his own stunts? I mean, there was one scene where he was like 400 feet in the air in a motorcycle. And I'm just like, man, I wonder how much they paid him to do that. You know, it's like, that was a really cool scene. And then I'm also wondering.
Triple X?
It's like.
He's watching a Triple X marathon. Uh-oh.
I didn't realize there were more than one.
Wasn't Ice Cube in the first one?
Well, I know Ice Cube was, but I didn't know Diesel was in more than one. I thought.
I remember Diesel. No, wait. Did Diesel do the first
Diesel
one?
Was first.
And then he had to bow
Diesel
out.
Was first and then Ice Cube.
Yeah, because. He had to take those ones where it was in the dark.
You know what's funny is they left Diesel. They got somebody cooler, but somehow shorter.
Right. They're both pretty short, too.
Yeah, but I'm saying Ice Cube is definitely shorter.
I was talking, me and my chick were driving this weekend, and we're, you know, the Spotify was playing, and we're listening to a little It Ain't No Fun If The Homies Can't Have None. And I was thinking to myself... Yeah. What a different time we live in right now, because I was thinking of my man Ice Cube, who I'm a fan of.
Yeah. And
I was thinking of a famous track of his called, it's a little beautiful little ditty called Giving Up the Nappy Dugout. And
I thought you're going to say you could do it, put your ass into it.
That's a good one too. But I would encourage anybody who's not familiar with the, because I won't recite the lyrics, which I do know by heart. I will not recite the lyrics to Giving Up the Nappy Dugout here on the show. But it's strange to me that Ice Cube could have recorded a song like Giving Up the Nappy Dugout and today be a movie star. It's just
that, not just that.
Yeah,
he has starred in children's movies.
Right.
Yes. Are we there yet?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Kids and
this is the guy who sung "I Ain't the One."
Right. And I'm
you want lobster. I can be Burger King.
In no way. I want it to be clear. I am a fan of.
Oh.
Of Ice Cube. Yes. And I'm much more.
I'm a fan of Eazy-E.
Same.
And Give Me That Nut just doesn't play so well.
Same. But Eazy-E would never be cast as the lead in a Hollywood movie. It's just.
That's true.
Neither would Too Short. And I get that Ice Cube is very charismatic. He's a very successful guy. And like I said, I'm a fan. I love him. But it just struck me as odd that. None of those studio executives must ever have delved too deeply into the catalog, because I just don't feel like, or it couldn't happen today. it happened at a time when that could still happen. I just don't feel like that could happen today. Okay, whoever that was that called in about Vin Diesel and the XXX marathon, he got cut off, but luckily he called back. So maybe we can continue and get the information here.
But yeah, I'm also wondering, like, Mandy was talking about handicapped people driving like assholes.
Yeah.
And I got to say, you know, I drive full-time myself, whether it be a school bus or for DoorDash or whatever.
Yep.
And yeah, these people do drive like assholes. And what the hell is the matter with them? Just because they can never make love to anyone or walk like a regular person or function like a normal human being, what the hell gives them the right to drive like an asshole?
Oh, he's talking about disabled people?
I don't understand this. I have only noticed it's a parking thing, not a driving thing. Like, you get closer spots because you have a handicap.
I didn't realize he was talking about this. To say, I've never noticed disabled people to be worse drivers.
We've become eight. Oh, here's something I didn't talk about. Yeah. I watched that whole Into the Storm over the last week.
Yeah.
Holy shit. It's exactly what you think it is.
Yes.
But knowing who Q is and these people.
Oh, yeah. I watched I was waiting to catch up on what Into the Storm was. But yeah, I watched the first one.
It's exactly the type of people that you think.
Yeah.
But the guy, Q, is, I mean, just the word, the father-son crew.
Yeah.
Awful.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's just kind of. It's not like a big reveal.
But anyway, our podcast is somehow turning into an 8chan for handicap bashing, and I'm not here for it.
It is.
I have never known anyone to drive outside the
world
who has any sort of handicap.
And also give disabled people a wide berth, man. They got it, you know, help them out. Take their shopping cart for them. Okay, open a door, you know? It's fucking not an easy gig.
Nobody signed up for that. It's something that happens to you.
I did I did something I remember about the beginning of that Into the Storm doc is the guy's sitting in his apartment and he's telling it, the other guy's like, yeah, he's like, so, you know, they blame me because I host this Q guy on my website and you know, no one likes it. And the guy's like, oh, he's like, what about Reddit? And the guy's like, nope. And he's like, what about 4chan? And the guy's like, nope. And he's like, what about 8chan? And he's like, yeah, no, that's me. That's my website.
That's
the whole fucking thing I've been telling you. It's like, way to catch up.
And he's such a loser. And his dad, it's exactly who you think. It's all people that have to pay for sex.
Oh yeah, totally. It's just they got not much going on, and it's exciting for them to be involved in this, you know, made up world. They like to play,
and they have morons like half my family following them.
I don't understand. They're like, Q has gone from this forum to another one. How do they know? Can just somebody else be like, oh, I'm Q now. Actually, this is me over here. I'm Q.
Yeah, if you just start posting. I'm Q.
I'm Q.
Those websites are like stripped down versions of Reddit.
Oh, yeah. They're like DOS.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyone could just put the letter Q there.
Yeah. They're like the Commodore 64. Okay. Let's talk some sports.
My name is Brian. They call me the other.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
I host a podcast show. I'll give hetero life a try. If you see something on my hand that makes you think I'm not a man, It's just Mike who rings, you see. They're as sparkly as can be. A Mike on Troy on DVD.
Okay, Ed, what's popping off in the world of sports?
Well, Bill Simmons, yeah. I assume this happened on his podcast because he doesn't write anymore. He blames cancel culture for Jim Nance's lack of Asian references to Matsuyama winning the Masters.
Poor Bill Simmons.
I know. I've heard some of his calls in the past.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Jim Nance.
They're never cool. Like, what is he like dropping like great calls? He's just like 18 years in the making. Like, he just says shit like that, right? He's going to drop like some Bill Simmons reference?
Yeah. I don't know what, like, who's really waiting for that? Like, it's supposed to happen organically. And I get that it's like a shtick. Like, I think he's kind of taking the piss a little bit out of Nance's very hacky.
Right. Nothing's worse than his tie routine.
The tie routine is the worst thing that exists. He's, for those of you that don't know, at the
NCAA finals.
Yeah, at the end after the NCAA finals, Jim Nance awards his tie to like the best senior on the winning team because it's like something his dad used to do or something. So Jim Nance goes up to some basketball player who doesn't know or give a fuck who Jim Nance is.
But what 60-year-old man's tie is going to be cool to anybody in college?
I know. It's so dumb. Such a narcissist.
Have?
Yeah.
They have a Final Four MVP trophy or MOP trophy.
Yeah.
So what is the tie?
Your tie? Giving your tie? Well, at the Masters, he does these and at the Super Bowl, he does these pre-scripted lines. You know, he writes, he jots a few things down, just, you know, depending on how things end. And at the end of the Masters, and it was really an uneventful end. Like, it got got down to one shot, but Matsuyama, he had a big lead, and then he just kind of like played it safe coming home so that he would be sure to win. And then he said, Japan's first ever Masters champion. Perfect. That's fine. Like,
oh, I thought he didn't even reference.
Yeah, no, he said Japan.
Sort of.
Yeah, no. Yeah. He did say Japan. But
also,
yeah.
Cancel culture? Like,
it's no.
Go watch Desus and Meryl.
Yeah.
If they find a way to not get canceled for shit they say, it's not that hard.
And also, no one's ever been canceled. Like, this whole, everyone's so afraid. Well,
That's true. I saw a guy, an interview on TV where a guy on Fox News was saying he was canceled.
Was he
getting? No. I'm saying people go on TV complaining about being canceled all the time.
People often
I would kill for that exposure. I would love for my book.
I know. I would love to be canceled
for this show. If
yes.
We can be canceled and get on Fox News.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Cancel the fuck out of me. Here's the problem with Bill Simmons. He's an only child. You know, his mom probably told him he was special. He thinks the stuff he says is really important. And now I'll give him this. He's so successful. He has broad appeal. Like, people really like that. Just kind of like,
I'm not a hater of Bill Simmons in general.
It's fine.
Like, I'm not part of his, you know, whole Boston worshiping crew, but I have enjoyed things he's done. He's had some good guests on his podcast that I'll listen to. I don't listen to everyone.
Sure.
But come on.
Yeah. It's, and then I read this thing and he was like, why didn't he say Heat of the Moment, which is a reference to the band Asia? Like, he was joking, right? Because who would even have got that?
Heat of the Moment had, what was that, 82?
And also, Asia, the band Asia, were not Asian. They were just white guys, as far as I know. I mean, I don't really recall, so don't cancel me if they were in fact Asian, but I don't believe they were. What if he was like, he dropped the last putt and Nance was like, fat man and little boy and now Hideki Matsuyama, like, something like that, like, Enola Gay who? Hideki Matsuyama is your Masters champion. You know, that would be good. Or he could do like what's, you know, maybe like a Karate Kid Okinawa reference. I don't know. I don't know what the right reference is, but it seemed like it was fine. I would prefer
step aside, chosen. Here comes Matsuyama.
Yes, exactly. Or the, on the last putt, he could start doing that thing with the little drum, like between his hands with the little balls on it.
But
yeah.
Also, I did see. I mean, I didn't watch, but
yes,
I had been reading. This guy was like in the driver's seat all weekend.
Yeah, right? I had like a 4-shot lead at least. Most of the day.
But I did, you know, it did bring up like about how, you know, it's an important win, obviously, if you're the first from a country to do it. But also they're like, in light of the Asian hate, and it is a reminder, like people, because there was a virus that started in China, people are just doing shitty things to people who were in countries nearby. Like, right. What?
It's crazy.
People are fucking awful.
It's crazy. I know. It's crazy. Well, they don't.
Why would you hate anybody because of a virus?
Right. Exactly. Exactly. You don't. It's like you don't hate Spaniards because of the Spanish flu, right?
Well, just in general, like I obviously I have, you know, I'm not super pleased with the guy that, you know, the wet market people that. Yeah, you know, created an environment that's unsafe for humanity and all that.
Yeah.
But overall, like I understand, I'm anybody is intelligent enough to know the person, you know, one town over in China has nothing to do with the situation, let alone a guy from fucking Japan.
I did like Hideki Matsuyama flew commercial because there was pictures of him at the airport the next day. He flew home commercial with the green jacket draped over his seat. That's pretty badass.
That's a boss move.
Yeah, big time. So congratulations, Hideki Matsuyama.
Sure. Oh, wait a second. Didn't we get an email about the Masters?
Oh, did we? Oh, wait. Oh, yeah, we right did. Here. We did. What? Oh, yeah.
CB and SC.
Oh, right. Yeah. Ballers. I forgot about this. Thanks. Ballers. I'm glad Brian's fantasy sports balls finally dropped. Oh, yeah. Because I was. I can't wait to hear how Morikawa screwed him over at the Masters.
Did you have him?
Yeah, I did. I had Colin Morikawa. No one I had made the cut.
Oh, so this guy's a known guy. I'd never heard of him before.
Yeah. So I got. The commissioner, my buddy Brad, sent me like sent me a picture of the spreadsheet of everybody's score at the end of the tournament, and my score was zero. I'm like, I got no points. I got no points. No, I did not. No.
You had the winner.
No, right? I had a different Asian guy. I had a different Japanese named guy, and I got 0 points. I'm like, how's that even possible? And then I saw somebody else in our pool had -2. So I got zero. I didn't even come in last place. I came in next to last place.
Is it like golf where the lower score is
better? No. It's like it's fantasy. I don't know. You get points. I don't know how you get points.
Oh, man.
This guy's also.
I just wanted to egg you on to talk about fantasy.
I like that. this guy's also got his bread rankings, and these are like you're going way off the board with the breads here. CB number one pumpernickel, I guess. Marble.
I'm not opposed to it.
It's fine. It's fine.
Yeah,
I'll take a sourdough over pumpernickel any day of the week.
Me too.
I mean, this is not even close.
His number three is where I would say, you know, that can be used way more frequently than the others.
Marble rye, Jewish rye. What's the difference between Jewish rye and marble rye? It's just not marbled.
It's not marbled, but Jewish rye. I mean, you get rye bread in a deli around here.
Oh, yeah.
If you get it. Yeah. Like, that's
the kind you get.
That's what you get.
So when I get a Reuben sandwich at a Jewish deli, I'm getting a Jewish rye.
Of course.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's fantastic. Yes. But it's not an everyday use, right? I guess it could be for sandwiches. Good for sandwiches. Enjoy the show as always. Hashtag deuce deuces. Hashtag Friday facts. That's from CB and SC. Thank you for that, CB. Ed, what else is going on in sports?
I know you're a big fan of this guy. Major League Baseball umpire Joe West lands huge win in defamation lawsuit. So the lawsuit, The lawsuit is during a podcast. Paul, former catcher Paul LaDuca,
former said, Dodger,
his Mets teammate Billy Wagner bribed Joe West for letting him borrow his 57 Chevy in exchange for a strike zone more favorable for the Mets. Joe loves antique cars, and every time he comes to town, I lend him my 57 Chevy so he can drive it around. And so then he denied it. But the one thing that I read, they said if Hall of Famers credited LaDuca's false assertion, it could stain his reputation like Shoeless Joe Jackson, Pete Rose, and Barry Bonds. Is he in line for Hall of Fame?
Paul LaDuca or Cowboy Joe West? Because I would say neither.
Cowboy Joe West.
No. They don't put umpires in the Hall of Fame.
But that's what they're talking about. No. They're like, it would stain his legacy.
No,
like
stop it. Stop. There better not be a fucking umpire. Like,
isn't he the worst ump? Isn't that like his thing?
Well, he's very, he likes you to see him. Himself. Yeah, he likes you to see him. I believe
he's like Teddy Valentine in college basketball. Yeah. There are certain guys that are like all about them.
Yes. Who was the NBA guy that used to like jaw with everybody?
Yes. Oh, he had a brother too.
Yeah. Crawford. His brother was an umpire.
Joey Crawford. Yeah. That's right. Joey Crawford, a complete asshole.
Complete asshole.
About himself. Every three episodes he was on Real Sports talking about how much he loves, you know, being
worst.
Mixing it up. He was
worst. Look, this guy won Cowboy Joe West won $500,000 from Paul LaDuca, which is crazy because it is fucked. That he's intermingling with the players. He should not be borrowing a player's car.
No.
That's crazy. Of course he's going to, if he's better friends with a guy, of course he's going to give him that outside pitch or inside.
Also, yeah. 57 Chevy, they're you know, nice old cars, but they're not built the same way.
No.
I don't know if I'd want him testing out the shocks.
That's true. He's pretty fat.
Joe West is going to put some stress on that 57 Chevy. People weren't built like him in the 50s.
It's I'm honestly kind of surprised that Joe West hasn't McSherry'd himself like John McSherry did on opening day 19
Reds game
90 Cincinnati. Yeah. Ruined opening day for Marchot. Yeah.
Beautiful woman.
Yes. She had some views. Okay, what else, Ed?
A-Rod and former Walmart e-commerce CEO Mark Lohr are buying the T-Wolves for $1.5
billion. Yeah.
What happens with the – you said the divorce is coming soon.
Well, they're not married.
Oh.
They're J-Lo's engaged. No, they're engaged.
Oh, because I was thinking you – you might want to get that thing in writing if it's a divorce before you buy a fucking team.
Yeah, you definitely. You want to get that date of separation prior to acquiring that very valuable asset as a rule. Right.
Well, let's go with the, I believe he's the reigning MVP, NFL MVP.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers. He and Shailene Woodley enjoy cuddling, Star Wars, and singing Lion King.
I mean... none of those. Well, I like cuddling. Star Wars, I'm lukewarm on. It's, you know, if somebody's really into it,
I'm being honest, I'm really into the cuddling if it's going somewhere.
Well, you've been married for a long time, Ed. You're married for a long time, and that's understandable.
July 2000.
Yeah.
So it's been a while.
You have pre 9/11 marriage, you know, like there's a before and after, and yours is before.
But if I'm being honest, when I was in college,
I was kind of cuddling for
something.
Trying to get laid. I'll be honest. I've never seen The Lion King. I've certainly never seen the live action version where they had no genitals or buttholes. I've never seen the cartoon one. You did?
I know Hakuna Matata. I know that.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah. I've heard of that. But I'm
Matata.
But like, I don't know the melody. I don't know. I know it has Hakuna Matata in it. Like, I don't know. I couldn't sing along to it. I don't think I would recognize it. There was a Lion. Oh, Ed, you love musicals. There was a Lion King musical, and I remember it came to LA and they would play the commercial for it all the time. And it was like some one of the characters like bellowing out something, but it wasn't like a whole song.
Were they all in like mascot comp, or do they, is it like imagine this?
No, yeah, I think it was like makeup. It was like makeup and like the giraffe, like they had like long sticks attached to him, like kind of like Cirque du Soleil.
Like a real
bummer. Yeah, so if, sounds like a real bummer. Right, so if you were a giraffe, you would like walk out like on like up above everybody else on like some long sticks.
And stilts?
Do you think the lion, they chose like someone that looked like a lion,
like Ron like, Perlman?
Yeah, or Ashford from Ashford and Simpson.
Yes, yeah, he's got a lion look too.
Yeah. Sure. That would be like, that would be, you know how they say like audition, walk in as the person. If you're Ron Perlman, you just walk right in there and you're like, I'm the fucking Lion King. People will be like, holy shit.
I'm not auditioning. Yeah, I'm not auditioning. Give me that role.
I actually am the guy. But that is a weird thing to do with your lady, is just hang out and just, hey, babe, you, what do you say we spend the afternoon? I don't know. Maybe we just get close. Throw on a little episode 4.
Jar Jar Binks. Listen to some LK.
And then afterwards, we just crush it with some show tunes. We'll sing the fuck out of the fucking Lion King.
I know another one of the songs. Isn't it like, dee, 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 dee? Is that Lion King? A Weem Away.
I don't think it is. I feel like that predates the Lion King. But maybe they used it in there. I don't know. The lion sleeps tonight.
Cuddle up. Yeah, lion sleeps tonight.
Hey, babe, let's cuddle. Let's sing some motherfucking Lion King.
Well, it's time for Now Sports segment on the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. Now Sports. I'm talking about the segment now. Now Sports segment.
Ed, what's popping in the world of things that are not actually sports?
So a man was sentenced to prison for helping his wife fake her own death to avoid healthcare fraud. And you want to know like what the plan was, how they had her dead and where they were caught?
I would say boating accident, because it's, you know, oh, she fell off the back. Don't know what happened to her. Boating accident, because hard to find the body.
Yeah, I think you just said, yeah, she died hiking or something.
Yeah, fell off. That was my second one. My second B was going to be fell off a cliff.
But guess where they finally tracked her down. She was from West Virginia.
Easy. That's easy. Belize.
Close. They found her in her bedroom closet.
Oh. Like she moved there?
Yeah, she got an extra year added to her sentence. They're like, hey, you mind if we look around? I know you said she's dead. We just want to just have a feeling. It's kind of weird timing. She went hiking right after getting sentenced.
She didn't even leave West Virginia?
She didn't even leave her house.
I didn't, like, I don't know a lot about West Virginia, but I have seen the Wild and Wonderful Whites of West Virginia. I thought healthcare fraud was, like, just ahead of coal miner as the number one occupation in the state of West Virginia.
Shaky.
Yeah.
Shaky. I'm sorry if you just ate. The woman with the world's longest fingernails cut them off after growing them for 30 years. They were 24 feet long.
Oh, Ed, you know I don't like this kind of shit.
I'm not a fan.
I'm not clicking the link, I'll tell you that much.
Does she get paid in any way?
Well, she wants to get in the book.
Yeah, you get in the book, but I don't think you actually get paid.
I don't think so either. But maybe get in the book. It's kind of like being an influencer. You know, if you got a lot of Instagram followers, then like those light or whatever, like the big club in Hakkasan in Vegas is like, hey, can you come out Friday night and we'll give you 50 grand plus all the bottles you can drink at your table. Bring your long ass nails.
Yeah, sorry, you can't actually pick anything up. Well, you got 24 foot long talons.
We'll have one of the bottle service girls pour Cristal into your mouth for you because you can't grip things.
I was gonna say into your shoots.
You're gonna
do shots out of her long fingernails.
Do you think her husband's ever like, hey, babe, like, maybe make me a sandwich?
I know what he wasn't asking for, a hand job.
Well, that's very sad. I'm very sad for her.
Well, speaking of sad, a baby was born in Iraq with three penises for the first time in recorded history.
That's so many.
That is a lot. And I clicked on it, and they're like, there's somebody out there who has, like, a whole lifestyle who has two penises.
Yeah. Oh, really?
But Double Dick Dude. He's got his own website. Wait, Double Dick Dude.
No, we talked about him on this show before, I'm pretty sure.
Oh.
But I think only one functions. One is just kind of there.
Three functioning dicks would be amazing.
It's too many. Like,
it's so much going on.
I know. I only got the one, and it's, you know, keeps me pretty busy.
There's enough going on with one.
Yeah. Three is.
I hope they get that baby some help.
I think I read that they, you know, they took care of the other two because I think only one was connected to like the stuff that worked. The other two were just there.
Like a bris. Just get it done before the baby even knows.
Yeah. Don't let them remember the pain.
Budweiser releases Utah-themed beer that features Utah's clean-cut swears like holy shiz, oh my heck, and ah suds.
I love that. I'm going to start saying all of those all the time.
Yeah.
Ah suds.
Ah suds. Holy shiz. Although, I don't know what a Utah accent. I want to do the Fargo accent, but that's not it.
Yeah, I know, because it's so white.
Not my sense.
Yeah, it's so white, you want to just do, like, the whitest accent you can think of, because Utah so white. So I get that.
Speaking of so white, Ted Nugent. He wants to know where the shutdowns were for COVID 1 through 18. Answer me that.
It's a legitimate question. Take, for instance, preparations A through G. Like, what happened to those? And I was standing there checking out at the grocery store. I swear to God, this happened to me like 4 days ago. I was standing there checking out at the grocery store. And some older gentleman walks up and interrupts my checker.
Okay.
To ask them if that grocery store stocks Preparation H.
I'd love to have that kind of old man confidence.
My mouth was agape. And then the checker was like, you better ask him. And then he went over to another guy and loudly requested that cream for himself. In front of everybody at the store. It was very, very
surreal.
No, they don't care. They don't care.
It reminds me, I haven't had it in a while, but I think I told you, the best wipes ever, flushable wipes, are Preparation H wipes.
Oh, they're medicated.
Yeah, they leave you feeling great.
Oh, good tip. All right.
Yeah,
Maybe that's what he's looking for.
I've never had the hemorrhoids, but I'll tell you what, Prep H wipes are legit.
Oh, okay. Send it out there.
I once ordered them through Amazon, and I was pleased.
Just put them on the list.
Yeah. So hopefully Ted gets his answer. I don't know.
Soon. Yes.
Yeah. What happened to the Philadelphia 1 through 75ers?
It's a good question. People want to know. What else?
Andrew Yang wants to be the next New York mayor. Really, the bar is set pretty low. Nobody likes de Blasio.
Yeah.
But Yang drew some backlash after calling for more enforcement against street vendors. And now he says he regrets.
How are you going to, like, cause that's how you get a hot dog and or you get a used
food
book.
Trucks,
yeah.
Food trucks everywhere.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, yeah, dirty water dogs are always going to be a part of New York, but like everything.
Right.
Everything.
Yeah. You gotta know your audience, dude.
Yeah. And New York City is, he wants to promote just more chain restaurants. You can't.
No.
There are no mom and pop places popping up anymore. There are food trucks that pop up.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's a bad move. You're trying to become the mayor.
Yeah. Nobody wants another Olive Garden.
Right.
Or Chili's.
But that's the only people that can afford to.
Right.
You have to be massive. To
corporations. Have a restaurant. Yeah. It's true. A lot of overhead.
A next door snitch tried to call 311 on legal weed, and an actual 311 member named Nick Hexum responded. I guess somebody like notified him, and so he responded.
I believe we have the clip here. Nick Hexum.
Oh, nice.
Nick Hexum is.
Is he the rapper? Is he the.
Hold on. No. That's SA. The okay. Nick Hexum is the pretty guy that sings the songs, he's the lead singer. Who goes back and forth with the rapper? The rapper will do a verse. Yes, that guy. That's him. Okay, let's see what he has to say.
Hey, Karen. What's up? It's me, Nick Hexum from 311. And a little birdie told me that you've been doing some snitching on Nextdoor. I am a little too familiar with Nextdoor and all the drama and opinions sharing and insanity. So I understand you guys are in Brooklyn, New York, and someone's a tattletale. Well, this message is to say, let's live and let live, and I'm going to sing you a song of positivity.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Love is
always. Oh, my God. He's got his guitar. Oh, no. Old
311 chorus for you.
Beautiful. Thank you for that, Nick's. Nick Hexum from 311, greatest American band. Still going strong. That's it for Ed Daily. My name is Brian Beckner. This has been episode 367 of the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. We will see you next week.
Styles baller, podcast getting bigger and not smaller. Broadcasting weekly, that's what we do. With Easy Ed Daily and a man Jay Stu and Brian Beckner, quick to dissect the week in sports and culture and whatever. You and me talking loud, comments, conundrums, my brothers reviewing some movies and shows and others. Top podcast, man, no one is above us. 5-star, even the haters will love us. And we're not trying to talk politics a lot. We'd much rather talk about dicks a lot. Shit's so hot, man, you know the shit's on top. Top podcast, man, it really hit the spot. Listen up, you players and shot callers. TBLS, the Lifestyle's baller. And you know the show is so flawless. TBLS.